أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. إن الحمد لله نستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أفضل الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. يقول الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تخونوا الله والرسول وتخونوا أماناتكم وأنتم تعلمون. O you who believe, do not betray Allah and the Prophet and betray what you've been entrusted with while you know. Now we know that whenever any ayah starts with Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, Allah is talking directly to us. So Allah is talking to me, talking to you, talking to everybody who's a believer, inshallah. But it's very important, he's warning us. Do not betray Allah, and do not betray the Prophet, and do not betray what you've been entrusted with. Betrayal is a very serious offense. So what is meant by betrayal here? And what is meant by amanatukum? What's the amana? What is this amana that this ayah is talking about? We would understand that if we go back to the Quran, where it says, إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَا أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْ حِمْلِهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. We have offered this trust of amana to the heavens and the earth and the mountains, and they refrained from bearing the brunt, and they were frightened of it. However, mankind has taken it on. So this amana is the amana of freedom of choice. The only two creatures who have got freedom of choice, the only two creations of Allah who has got freedom of choice is ins, human beings, and jinn. We know jinn is not our business, we don't know much about them, and we have nothing to do with them. So we concentrate on us. We are the only creation of Allah who has got the freedom of choice. You can choose to do what is right, or you can choose to do what is wrong. As a matter of fact, you can choose to believe, or you can choose to be an unbeliever. You can choose to wake up in the morning and pray your prayers, your Fajr prayers, or you can choose to sleep. You can choose to follow Allah's rules, or you can choose to ignore them if you want. So you've got a completely free choice to do what. However, every right comes with a duty. What is the consequence of this amana? You are given the freedom to choose what you want to do. However, one day you will have to stand up and account for everything you have chosen and you have done. And Allah tells us about this day where He says, يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَهُ. On that day, everybody will see what he has done. وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. And the kafir, the unbeliever, will say, I wish I was dust. What's the story of dust? All human beings, all creations are going to stand in front of Allah on the Day of Judgment. However, animals are going to stand to be judged, then they turn into dust. There's no heaven. I know that we tell the kids that, you know, if the cat died, she went to catch heaven. There's no heaven or hell for animals. They turn into dust. And on that day, the people who have not followed, have not respected their trust, will wish that they would have been animals, will wish that they were turned into dust. Because on that day, they see what the whole truth was. And they see that this amana that was given to them, was given to them to use it properly. Because this amana that's been given to us is more or less like If I give you my car to look after it, although the car is with you, you have the keys, you're driving it, but it's mine. So you should use it the way I like it to be used. Allah has given us life, but it's His. And we should use it the way Allah wants us to use it. And how do we use it? What is it? It's all found in the Quran. And it's all found in His books. So there's no excuse. Nobody can come on that day and say, well, I didn't know what to do with it. No. Everybody knows what to do with it because Allah has made it quite clear. Allah tells us in the Quran, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah has given the people, the believers, a present. And this present is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has sent Prophet Muhammad to teach us what to do, to show us the right way. He did not just leave us for our own desires and whims because He knew that we would go astray. And this is part of the whole thing. Because Allah really loves us. Because Allah loves His creations. He wants them all to go to heaven eventually. And that's why Allah has sent the prophets to show us, to lead us to the right direction. There is a famous story about one of the pious people who was called Bishr al-Hafi. Bishr didn't used to be a believer very well. He was a believer, but he was just living like everybody else. So one day he was throwing a big party in his house with lots of music, drinks, and all sorts of things that were available. And a man passed by his house and knocked on the door. So his servant opened the door. And the man said, is the owner of this house a master or a slave? And the servant said, the owner is a master. So the man said, I thought so. And he turned around. Bishr heard this conversation. So he ran to the door and said, come here, can you repeat again what you said? He said, I asked the question, is the owner of this house a master or a slave? Because if he was a slave to Allah, he would follow Allah's desires. But obviously he thinks that he's a master. Because he's doing everything that Allah has asked him not to do. So Bishr said, hang on. He didn't have any shoes on, so he followed him. And this was the beginning of a long road where Bishr became one of the very, very pious people in history. And he's called Bishr al-Hafi because of this, because he used to be barefooted. So this story is just to remind us what we really are. Although we have the freedom of choice, at the end of the day, we are slaves to Allah. Although we might think that we are masters, we are not. We are here to follow what Allah has asked us to do. And there is one very important thing to remember, that as a matter of fact, we are aliens. We don't belong here. We don't belong here. We are here only on a visit. We are aliens. Our place is in heaven. That's where our grandfather was created, and that's where we should all go back to, inshallah, eventually. Now, Allah talks about betrayal, because we're talking about the ayah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَخُونُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. When he says, talking about Iblis is Satan. أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا. Do you take Satan and his team as your allies instead of me? I have created you. I have given you everything you have. I have given you love. I've asked you to. I've showed you how to follow. And instead of following me, you follow him? This is a wrong choice. This is a bad choice. You're not even following somebody who likes you, who loves you. Allah loves us. Iblis hates us. He wants us to go to hell. He wants us to follow him. So we just need to be careful when we're making our choices. And we need to be careful that there are powers that play with our minds, play with our brains, try to divert us from the straight path, because he wants us to go with him. Now, what happens if we betray Allah? Because we've all done mistakes, And all sorts of mistakes that we do are sorts of betrayals. So, can betrayal be forgiven? It's an important thing to know. Allah says in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهَ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ. Those who do not ask any other God except Allah. وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. And do not kill any other soul except for the rightful reasons. وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. And do not perform adultery. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَى أَثَامًا. يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيها مهانا. Whoever does any of these things, either calls somebody apart from Allah, or kills for no good reason, or performs zina, they are going to meet a terrible ending. On the day of judgment, they are going to have double adab, double suffering. And they're going to be in hellfire forever. That's a very stern warning. However, the ayah doesn't stop there. And this is where the glad tidings are for everybody. Even those who have done these major things. The ayah says after that, إِلَّا مَنْ except those who, three things, تَابَ وَأَصْلَحَ وَعَمَلَ عَمِلًا صَالِحًا. Three things. Taba, التوبة. First thing is to repent mistakes, whatever mistake you've done. Wa aslaha, and you correct whatever wrongdoing you've done. Two. Third thing, wa amala amalan salihan, and replace your bad deeds with good deeds. So it's no good to say, Tubtu ilayka ya Rab, please forgive me. And then you go back and do exactly the same thing. No, doesn't work this way. The ayah makes it very clear. Doesn't matter what you've done. Even those who have done the worst things at all, if they do these three things, taba wa aslaha wa amala amalan salihan. Three things. Tawba, islah, to correct what you've done, and you do good deeds, replace your bad deeds with good deeds. Now, here's the glad tidings, because Allah is so generous and He loves us. What does He do? Does He forgive us? Does He forgive you for doing these things? No, He doesn't forgive you. He does even more than that. The rest of the ayah says what? فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. These Allah will replace their sayyat, their bad doings, with hasanat. So imagine if you lived a long life doing all sorts of sins, all sorts of bad things. You know, you've been drinking, you've been playing around, you've been doing all sorts of bad things. And then you do these three things. You do tawbah, you do islah, you correct whatever wrong things you've done, and you do good deeds instead of bad deeds. What happens? All your bad deeds are changed into good deeds. So on the day of judgment, you look at this long list of bad deeds, they become good deeds. So this is a very lucky person, because he's enjoyed things in life, and all his bad deeds have been replaced by good deeds. This is how generous Allah is. This is how much Allah wants to forgive us all. And this is what happens to those who've done the wrong choice and khan Allah, and they have betrayed Allah. Now, I'll just touch very quickly on betrayal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it's an important issue, and then betrayal of Amana. So in very quickly, I'll just touch on it. I'm just going to give you some headlines, and you can look at that, look it up, because it's a very important topic. Now, when we say shahada, we say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu, I bear witness that Muhammadan Rasulullah. This indication, when you say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, you bear witness that Muhammad is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this means that you know that there are no more prophets. So you must live your life as if the Prophet is with us. The Prophet is with us. He's physically died, but all his teachings, all his words are with us. Whenever you hear a hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet is talking to you. So you must live your life as if the Prophet is actually with you day to day. And this is the whole thing. So whenever you think of doing something, the best way to go about it is, if the Prophet was going to walk through this door now, would you do it or not? If you can still do it, then it's the right thing. But if you think you would not do it if the Prophet was with you in the room, then don't do it. Prophet says in the hadith, إِنَّ مَنْ أَحَبَّ النَّاسَ إِلَيْهِ وَأَقْرَبُهُمْ مَجْلِسًا. Some of the most loved people to me and the closest to me, sitting next to me, وَنَاسٌ آمَنُوا بِي, people who have believed in me, وَلَمْ يَرُونِي, they have not seen me. It's me, you, and everybody. We believe in him. We have not seen him. يَوَدَّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يَرَانِي بِأَهْلِهِ وَمَالِهِ. Each one of them would love to see me, even just to see me just for a minute, even in a dream, even if it costs him all his money and his family. So this is the amount of love we should have to the Prophet ﷺ. This is the amount of respect we should have to his sunnah. If you don't respect the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, you are betraying the Prophet. And this is what the ayah is talking about. لا تخونوا الله وتخونوا الرسول. Do not betray Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Do not betray the Prophet. If you do not follow his sunnah, you are betraying him. We should learn his sunnah. We should not betray the Prophet. Finally, خيانت الأمانة النعم. Everything you have is ni'mah from Allah. Your sight, your hearing, your health, your money, your family, your kids, your job. These are all from Allah. These are all ni'mah from Allah. Allah has given you all these things. So imagine, I give you a present and you use the present against me. Allah has given you all these presents. Allah has given us all these presents and we use these presents against him. There's an interesting saying that says, there is no ma'asiyah, there is nothing that you can do against the rules and regulations except using a ni'mah. Imagine, we are in peace here. We have freedom of speech. This is ni'mah from Allah. So we can talk, we can say whatever you want. There are people in places who will not be able to open their mouths. There are people who are living in fear for their lives. Somebody living in fear for their life is not going to think about it, about you know, how many girls can I pick up? Because they're too worried about their life. So we've got the ni'mah of being in peace. You've got the ni'mah of all what we have. Do not use this ni'mah against Allah, because this is khiyana, this is the betrayal. And I will end the first hadith, the first part of my khutbah, with a very, very important hadith, Qudsi, which says, "Inni ana wal jinn wal insu fi naba'in azim." Allah talking to us. He says, Allah and the jinn and the ins are in a very interesting situation. أَخْلُقُ وَيُعْبَدُ غَيْرِي. I create and they worship somebody else. أَرْزُقُ وَيُشْكَرُ سُوَايَ. I give them and they thank somebody else. خَيْرِي إِلَى الْعِبَادِ نَازِلٌ وَشَرُّهُمْ إِلَيَّ صَاعِدٌ. I give them all good things and they repay me by giving all sorts of bad things. أَتَحَبَّبُ إِلَيْهِمْ بِالنِّعَمُ وَأَنَا الْغَنِيُّ عَنْهُمْ. I try to make them love me by giving them all good things. And I don't need them. He gives us all these things. He doesn't need us. But he tries to make us love him. And he doesn't need us. وَهُمْ يُبَارِزُونَنِي بِالْمَعَاصِي. And they repay me by doing ma'asi, by not following me, by not following my orders. Please move forward, brothers and sisters. Please move forward. They do ma'asi, they do not follow my rulings. وَهُمْ أَفْقَرُ مَا يَكُونُونَ إِلَيَّ. And they need me. I don't need them. They need me. So, I'll just leave you with this hadith Qudsi, which is very serious. This is a loving God who is talking to us, who is reminding us of all the good things that he's given us, and reminding all the people about that. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة المتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك الحق المبين وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, I need to get into a point very quickly. I got a very interesting mail about a person, a lady telling a story. She says that She had a very good friend of hers that she didn't see for a few years. Then she went to visit her. And when she went to visit her, she found that she and her husband were living in a mansion. They had 3 or 4 latest model cars, and they were very, very well off. So she asked her, you know, what happened? What did you do? She said, we were doing one simple thing. We started a project whereby we had a little box. And every day, whatever coins, whatever money we had left over with us, we put it in this box. And we collected the box until the end of the week. Come Friday, we would take it to the mosque and donate it to the needy people. And that's all what we did. And I found a very interesting hadith of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which says, مَا مِنْ يَوْمٌ تَطْلُعْ فِيهِ الشَّمْسِ. There is no day where the sun rises, إِلَّا وَمَلَكَانِ يُنَادِيَانِ, where there are two angels calling out, اللَّهُمَّ أَعْطِ مُنْفِقًا خَيْرًا خَلَفًا. اللَّهُمَّ أَعْطِ مُنْفِقًا خَلَفًا. Whoever is spending in your way, give him more. وَأَعْطِ مُمْسِكًا تَلَفًا. And whoever is holding back, destroy him. And this hadith works very well with this lady's story. So anyway, to cut a long story short, I got an idea. Why don't we all have a little box or a little piggy bank or whatever. Have it in our houses. And every day, just make a point of putting something in it every day. Even if it's a few coins. So that the dua of these two malaks, the dua of these two angels, comes to you every day. Because these angels do this dua every day. So if you put something in this little box every day, inshallah, this will affect you in a nice way. The other thing is, if you have young kids, it's a very good thing to start at a young age to teach them the concept of zakah and the concept of sadaqah and the concept of giving. So what we are going to do is, we've got a few boxes and kids' things here. Feel free to take one if you want while you're leaving. If you'd like to donate some money, it would be great. The money that you donate is going to go towards the project for building a mosque, inshallah. So if you want to take one of these, do that and start doing it in here at home. If you know of any kids, nephews, nieces, whatever, why don't you do that as well for them? So there are a few kiddies things which can be used, like for saving coins, and there are a few boxes as well. Make a point of trying to put some saving every day, even if it's just a few coins. Whatever you have left in your pockets, you know, when you go back home and you've got coins left, you just dump them. Why don't you dump them there? And then when you come to prayer on Friday, donate them here or give them to any other charity you wish to do there. I think it might be a good idea. So please help yourself with any of these things you want. If you do, please donate whatever you wish to the box over there. And this will all go towards the project of building a mosque. Inshallah, we might be able to build the mosque sooner rather than later. اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ابدا ما احييتنا وارحمنا بترك ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا والزم قلوبنا حفظ كتابك كما علمتنا واشرح به صدورنا ونور به قلوبنا واطلق به السنتنا يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار وادخلنا الجنه مع الابرار واخر قولنا الحمد لله رب العالمين عباد الله ان الله يأمر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم واقم الصلاه ارحمك الله
الله اكبر الله اكبر الله اكبر الله اكبر اشهد ان لا